Just one quick halakha. When writing a Sefer Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzot, the Sofer has to have Kavanah, Leshem Kedushat, Sefer Torah, or Leshem Kedushat Tefillin, or Leshem Kedushat Mezuzah, when he's writing the Otiyot. Question is, does he have to have that Kavanah when he's writing the Tagim? So we learned in the previous halakha that B'di'abad, if he didn't even write Tagim at all, the Sefer Torah or the Tefillin and Mezuzot are Kesherot. That's Maran's opinion in Siman Lamedvav. So the Poskim write that since it's not Me'akev, so you don't need to write the Tagim, the Shem Kedushat, Sefer Torah. Come to read Yosef writes, V'mahmir tavu alav beracha, if he has the Kavanah, but it's not critical. Because of this, Rabbi Mazuz has a big Hiddush. He says, let's say you're reading the Sefer Torah, and you notice that the Sofer forgot to put a tag on one of the letters. He says, you do not need to use kosher diyo in order to make the tagim. So he says, you can take out your pen, as long as it's a black pen, and make the tag on the letter, and it would be kasher. He just says that to make sure, and I guess I don't know how you do this, but you'd have to make sure that there's no non-kosher ingredients in the ink. Because you shouldn't use something that's not kasher, meaning la'achila, for the sefer lamati Torah Adonai beficha, mena mutar beficha. So therefore, assuming that the ink is kasher, which I guess it's fair to assume, because we know the ingredients of the ink today. They're just putting a few dyes and some water and so on and so forth. So therefore, again, you can take a black pen, doesn't have to be kasher for safrut, and just add the tag, and the sefer Torah would be 100% kasher.